Donald Trump, Biden's donors were Wall Street bankers. Mine were policemen, farmers, everyday citizens. By John Binder on November 5, 2020. President Trump touted his support among America's working and middle-class citizens in the 2020 presidential election, noting that Democrat Joe Biden was backed majorly by Wall Street. During a press conference on the state of the uncalled presidential race, Trump noted that while Biden got big backing from all the nation's largest banks, his candidacy was supported by a working-class coalition. At the national level, our opponent's major donors were Wall Street bankers and special interests, Trump said. Our donors were police officers, farmers, everyday citizens. Indeed, Trump swept with a multiracial working and middle-class coalition of American citizens who have continued to embrace economic nationalism over Biden's globalist record on free trade, increased foreign competition, mass immigration, and support for foreign wars. A Bloomberg News analysis finds that Biden's donations came from the rich and upper middle class with careers at big tech corporations such as Google, Microsoft, Apple, and Amazon. Also, Biden saw donations come in heavily from employees at big banks such as Wells Fargo, corporations such as AT&T, and universities such as Columbia University. Meanwhile, Trump raked in cash from working and middle-class Americans with the United States military, the U.S. Marines, and the New York Police Department. And while Biden's biggest donors were lawyers, university professors, doctors, engineers, scientists, Trump's biggest donors were those on disability, homemakers, drivers, construction workers, machinists, farmers, and plumbers. As Breitbart News reported, Biden's donor list ahead of the November 3 election included more than 30 executives with ties to Wall Street. CNN analysis previously noted that all the big banks backed Biden, as Wall Street donors poured more than $74 million into his campaign. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.